I'm Gemma Kearney.
I'm Brian Darling.
God, I always say it in the same way and really... I'm Gemma Kearney.
Okay, do it again.
I'm Gemma Kearney and I've got lots of custard creams.
I'm Brian Darling. I'm want to lose 10 pounds.
And I'm Mario from Witness.
And you're wearing the T-shirt that says the man with the arrow pointing towards your face and the legend with the arrow pointing towards your... I like that.
Tonight we discuss aliens, we discuss Lisa, we discuss custard creams, and we get a few exclusives from the muscles that are Mario.
And we did discuss an emergency evacuation that we were not privy to.
You only get the exclusives on videos.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
It's good. Yum.
Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again. More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
Somewhere between heaven and hell. It's Big Brother's Big Ears with me, Gemma Kearney.
And I'm not Ian Lee. I am Brian Downing. And just in case you don't know, I actually did win Big Brother 2. I'm just throwing it out there, Gemma.
We know. Hot off the press, Rex and Belinda are up for nomination. Ooh, were. And most importantly, we have the muscles that are Mario in the studio tonight. And he's already told me he's not holding back. He's going to let some of those home truths that he was apparently going to let us know last Friday. We're going to know them tonight. And we're also going to hear from BBLB's yummy George Lamb.
Yum.
Big Ears is the only show that gives you the chance to have your say on Big Brother. So don't keep your opinions pent up. Contact us now by calling 0871 200 1048. Where are the... Here we go. You nicked my contact
details. Oh, I see. It was a test. And you failed,
I know,
Gemma.
I failed.
Calls cost
10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. And you can send your messages in to us by texting ears, followed by your comment to 83188. Texts are charged at user standard network rate.
That is a mouthful.
Oh my goodness. Ian's much better at that than me.
I think we should just say call 0871 210 48.
You can't, you've got to go through the whole lot.
Oh, the whole malarkey. You've got to be fair.
It's true.
Absolutely. You'll also get a... I feel naughty saying this. Are you ready?
It's a good one.
You'll also get a steaming pile of web-based droppings. Yuck. From the Big Brother forum. It better marry your laugh. Courtesy of me tonight.
That's just wind.
That is. Oh, man. What have you not been saying, commenting, talking about at channel4.com/Big Brother? Have you been talking about Rex and Belinda, who are up for nomination, who's going to go on Friday? Say nothing in the studio. What are your thoughts on the in-house heaven and hell task? Let me know what you think.
Whoa, that was loud, Brian.
Oh, sorry.
Plus tonight, I've told you already, I'm going to tell you again, we are joined in the studio by last Friday's evicted housemate, it's Mario, and he's ready to let off some steam. Hello, Mario.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm fit and well, thank you.
Yeah, you're looking well.
You're a handsome man.
It's too much fake tan. Since I've been out the house, I've really been conscious of that and topping it up.
Have you been caking it on?
I have, can't you tell?
can I just say, how adorable is your friend Ryan?
Ryan.
Yeah, he's brought his mate Ryan tonight.
He's a star, isn't he?
I've seen him on Little Brother.
He's a star.
And even tonight, I didn't realise he was with him. He was just sitting there on the sofa.
I know. He's a gentle giant, actually.
Oh, I like him. Is he seeing anyone special?
Not at the moment.
Constantly on the pool, Brian.
Going to the chapel.
Before we get digging, I need to know, would you like a custard cream, Mario?
A custard cream thief.
Go on. My golly.
I've had three, so I must apologise.
I know you're a fan of custard
cream. I'm okay for the time being, Gemma.
And can I also just point out, what would you have done tonight? Did you see the food? Did you see the water? Did you see the danger? The food fight.
I mean, come on, health and safety. Chickpeas thrown everywhere, milk, rice. I mean, come on.
Wild. What are these guys doing?
What would you have done, seriously?
Seriously.
Would you have went crazy?
Yes.
He would have.
I would have had to have joined in. Because the house was split into two halves, I would have joined in. I would have defended the side I was on, whether it was heaven or hell.
Yes. You would have joined in?
That's when the fun starts, yes.
We've got a caller on the line. Is it Lee? Rob. Hello,
Good
Rob.
Good evening!
Whoa. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well, Rob. Nice to have you on the show. Say hello to Mario.
I've been waiting to say hello, Mario, for weeks. Mario, I usually ring in, have a bit of a laugh. I'm not doing that for you, sir. You're a legend. It's disgraceful you're out of the house. I just want to say hello. You're a brilliant, brilliant man, and I have a question for you, sir.
Okay, fire away.
How are you doing anyway?
Yeah, I'm fit and well, thank you. I've actually got the Legend T-shirt on today. I've had it cleaned, and I'm sat here now in the studio wearing it just for you.
Ooh!
You are a king, you know.
Yeah, keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'm loving this.
Get a room, Rob. Get a room.
Can I put you on my call list?
Cool list.
Cool.
As in C-O-O-L, cool.
You're going to be on my cool list.
That's nice.
Yeah, because he's a cool man.
What's your question, Rob?
Mario? Right, my question for you, Mario, sir, is how would you, you know, you're obviously with Lisa, but, you know, what's a good child life for a woman? Because I'm figuring you've got plenty, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, with someone like Lisa, big, strong, Amazonian, one that I always find works.
Yep.
You listening? You got a pen?
I'm listening.
Right,
you just
go up to the lady and you say, excuse me.
Yeah?
You say, excuse me, can you fight? Well, drop your knickers, let's see your box. Boom, boom.
Hey! Woohoo!
And secondly,
I'm going to have to apologise for that. That was a little bit rude.
Secondly,
there's been a couple of rude slip-ups already. I apologise, every listener. It's not on purpose. I didn't realise it was going to happen.
Beautiful. Let's keep Ian Lee off the show. I think stick with Brian. That's what we want, yeah?
Controversial.
Now, there'll be a fight later after that. Thank you, Rob.
You know what I'm going to say about that? I'm sitting on the fence.
Cheers, Rob.
Bye,
get off.
Bye-bye,
mate. Boy.
Crazy.
Where do we find these callers?
I know.
Let's stop giving out the number. They're crazy, Gemma.
I know. I love them.
Have you not got, like, a less offensive chat up line?
Well,
have you been here before?
And obviously, you buy me a drink.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, always works as
Maybe I should get a chat up line, because I'm really bad at chatting people up.
What have you been doing over the weekend? You got mobbed today, didn't you, by a group of ladies?
Yeah, Gemma. Since I come out of the house, it's been very busy. It's basically just getting in one car, getting out another car, appearing in TV stations, radio interviews, etc. Yesterday, I was in Oxford Street.
Yep.
I went to a bar called Cheers.
I seen it on BBLB today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Oh, Do you know where I am?
Everybody knew who you were.
Mario from Witness.
But there was a lot of American, a lot of foreigners there as well.
Yeah, Germans, Americans,
and
Spanish.
And they recognised you.
Yeah.
He's global.
Yeah. It's international. Actually, my fan club, and I'd just like to say my fan club has now gone up to 14.2 million. Point two.
From the Anton.
I'm guessing you've been doing some sexy photo shoots as well, Mario.
Just a little bit for the Daily Star.
Right. So what's been going on in the house this Friday? Since Friday.
But once I was on a holiday, I tried to wax and left it on 15 minutes. Blue.
Why did you leave on 15
minutes? Because my friend told me that he had to leave it on 15 minutes. I didn't realise it was 15 bleeding seconds.
So in order to readjust my life, I thought, you know, this would be a great opportunity to be able to stop and think about what I wanted furthermore.
Recently got a lot of time to think.
That's what I mean. So then, you know, and also it would be a breakout of my normal life.
Yeah.
And almost like rehab for me.
Oh, God!
Go, Lace. Down to this.
Oh, God. Go on.
Housemates from Hill must cycle the equivalent distance from Paris to Madrid.
Do you know
this distance? This distance is a total of 1,040 kilometres.
It's too high.
So you just gotta keep going.
It's too high.
We're not allowed to sleep, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I was just taking a quick nap. I know we're not allowed to sleep.
But we're not allowed to, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if what you're trying to do it for your reasons. We're not allowed to nap. Not at all. Period.
No wonder I'm deaf.
So a lot's been going on.
How loud are they?
They're so loud. We're being that loud today, though, aren't we?
We're not as loud as Bex.
Oh, she's too loud.
She's too much.
She's fog on. Let go.
Now, let's discuss what's been going on.
Yes.
This evening show. Were you surprised by any of the nominations? I was quite surprised that Lisa, I think she was nominated 1, 2, 4, 3. Oh, yeah, you're on it. You're like four. Any people that nominated you're surprised with?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Brian, I think it was Friday last week, I actually predicted these nominations.
Right.
And Rex and Belinda, and I even put Lisa down. Obviously, because people might vote for her, given its sympathy that I've left, and they might be diplomatic and say, oh, Mario's gone, Lisa's feeling the grief, and let's just push her out the door. However, I'm glad to say Rex is there again, the person I dislike the most.
Why?
Well, let's face it, I'll open up. I said I was going to open up. I'm not sitting on the fence.
You've got a whole show,
I've
by
gone.
The way.
Get yeah. off that fence.
Step gone. By step.
I've gone. Step. Get that fence step. To Rachel.
Rex has got to go. Rex has got to go. He's arrogant, he's ignorant, and he wants to be the next F-word chef. He uses the F-word a lot as well, so he's got to go.
This is what Darnell thinks.
The house is in shambles, straight up.
Shambles.
It's the house in shambles, you know.
Well, I think since the legend has gone, the house has gone to ruins. It's a total and utter shambles, and it's going to get worse.
So you are a self-professed legend.
I'm facilitator. And a health and safety.
Blow into the instrument as if blowing a raspberry.
Remember that?
My lips are still sore from that.
Hey, Vaseline's really good.
Really?
Now, tonight, we briefly touched on it. With regard to the food fight, you actually would have joined in as opposed to going, stop it, it's disgusting, go to your rooms now.
Yeah, exactly, because at the end of the day, you're in two different teams, and I wouldn't stand there and watch some of my colleagues get abused like that, so I would have to get a handful of chickpeas and throw them at Rachel.
Do you think if you had a bin there, what side would you be on, heaven or hell?
Hell. I think there's a twist to this. Obviously, it's too easy to opt for the heaven sort of scenario. I think the hell's going to come out on top.
I was quite surprised that Darnell picked Rex to go with him to heaven.
Yeah.
And then nominated him. That just
maybe
what's
some
all
kind
that about?
Of game plan. Who knows?
It's a bit like Pontius Pilate, isn't it?
Right.
You've got to get close to someone to stab him, and that's what he's done. And if you look at the nominations amongst the B blocks, they're actually going for each other in a cunning way.
And why do all the housemates dislike Rachel? Because as a viewer, for us watching her the last few weeks, she doesn't appear to be that offensive. But obviously, clearly living with her, she's rather a little bit annoying.
Chickpea farts.
Yeah.
And it stinks. I mean, you don't smell that on the TV, do you? It's only sort of like 2D. She actually stinks. She walks past and then she's looking up. And it's Rachel. But apart from that, you might as well have a mouse in there. She does nothing. She just sits there. She's a nice lady. I won't take that away from her. But in terms of input into the house, I mean, in my opinion, she shouldn't be there. She doesn't
tell
do
me, Mario, right? Last week we all saw you. And this is when you started to annoy me a little bit. Because you didn't annoy me. You haven't annoyed me too much throughout the process. And then you started getting a bit narky to Lisa. And I got a bit of woman power and was like, shut up. Leave her alone. Yeah. And you were like, you know, they're mugging you off. You do all the cleaning.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know what's been shown, the full picture, the full story. What I can tell you is Lisa was complaining to me.
Right.
Okay, she said, I'm tired all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing too much cleaning. I'm doing too much cooking the food and all the rest of it. And obviously that is sort of like a little, can you help me, Mario? I said, right, these are the facts. I said, to be honest, Luke hasn't washed a dish in 5 weeks. Becky has not washed a dish in five weeks. They've done no cooking at all. No wonder they've got the energy to party up until 3 and 4 of the morning. I want to protect you. You are my partner. I do care and love you.
Right.
Okay. And at the end of the day, I said to her, look, I said, you're not at home now. I said, take a step back, leave the dishes, let them wash up and clean. Lisa sort of said, well, I do enjoy it. And I think that's the part that was betrayed, you know.
Right.
But prior to that, she was complaining.
Right.
And
do
it
you
was
think
just a
she'll be left cleaning
her.
Up that pig of a pigsty of a house
pigsty.
That they've done? That.
It's going to be a mess. I think it's going to take an intense cleaning session with a bit of classical music. It can be done. It is achievable. Watch out for the health and safety issues.
Will Lisa but, do it, though?
She'll muck in. Yeah. She's a sport like that, and she's a leader.
I am a facilitator. I am a manager of people.
I
get that.
Love that. What is a facilitator?
It just basically facilitates between people, keeping the peace, making sure people who are lesser heard have their input.
Oh, like a chaperone.
Thank you very much for that. We've got Leah on the phone. Leah is turning out to be our Big Ears top caller. Hello, Leah. You all right, love?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. We can.
Clear.
Hello.
Did you enjoy tonight's show, Leah?
Hi.
Whoa. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sweetie.
Did you enjoy tonight's show, Leah?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed the food fight. I wish I was there. I was at home in stitches.
Really? You wanted to get involved?
Yeah.
Soak yourself in chickpea water.
I was thinking about all the mess that was being made, but it looked fun.
It did look a little bit fun. At first, it definitely did.
And Stuart did start it with his moisturiser in that tissue.
Crunchy toilet roll. That toilet roll is so good.
He's done that before.
I mean, you need moisturiser in there. They're going to regret that when they're grooming themselves. Have you got a question for Mario, Leah?
Yeah, three words. Health and safety.
Yeah. I love it.
It's going to be the catchphrase the rest of your life.
He's like a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
On the health and safety aspect. You would have been having a half second there tonight. I mean, it's tonight's show, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I would have been slipping on the chickpeas and rice and everything. And, you know, I'm glad to say Mikey kept out the way.
Yeah.
You noticed that he wasn't in the
crossover. Yeah, he
crossover.
That he did, really.
Yeah.
Leah, did you see the bit where Lisa was talking about aliens?
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting because, you see, I'm a bit of a superstitious person like that. I believe in those type of things. So
right.
I'm with Lisa on that one. I believe her.
Everyone was laughing at her. Did you manage to catch that? Because you might have been in the cab on the way down, Mary. Did you see where Lisa was talking about when she saw an alien?
She was talking about herself. I'm sure she was talking about me. She's always talking about aliens, so it's got to be me.
She's a very deep person, Lisa, at
she
times.
Is. She's
she?
Very spiritual. She does the tarot cards, the angel cards, and she, you know, she does believe in the other side, if you like.
There's always another side.
Nothing's not wrong with that.
No, exactly. I'm not taking the mic.
Leah, were you surprised with any of the nominations?
No, I'm quite happy with the nomination. I did want to see Bex up, but, you know, we'll wait for her till we'll give her till next week. I'm glad Rex is up, and I hope that he goes because he's just pompous.
I don't think he will go. I think it'll be Belinda.
No, not Belinda. I mean, Belinda doesn't bother me much. I mean, I'm not in the house listening to her snoring, so she doesn't really bother me. But Rex, I mean, I don't want to be hearing about what he's got. I don't like people like that, so get him out.
He's getting a bit over the top about it, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he's...
Yeah, he wants to go anyway, doesn't he? So we want him to go as well, so...
Yeah, Lee, I'm sure his father's on the phone all the time because he's got plenty of money and he has 3 million restaurants and the phone's just continually voting for him.
I did love tonight when Lisa was nominating. She said, he hasn't got 2 restaurants, he's got 3. If Lisa hadn't told us, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't be the wiser.
Yeah, they want to get him out. Get him out and put me in there. I'll liven things up.
I reckon so, Leah.
Leah, as a housemate, what would you bring to Big Brother 9?
Oh, joy, laughter.
Oh.
You know what? Surprisingly, I'm not a bitch. I get on with everybody, so I think I'd be a lot of fun, definitely.
But I think...
don't believe in, like...
But in that environment...
What was you gonna say,
Valin? I think in that environment, it's quite easy is become a bitch and bitch about things.
I suppose, if I had something to say, I would say, but not in a nasty way, because I don't like being nasty. But I think you still can be firm and see your point. Without being nasty.
Leah, do you reckon you would have managed the wedding task with Mario?
Definitely. I would have been all over him.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, baby.
Okay, Leah, get a room. What is it all he's got?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you very much, Leah. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you. I'm going to have to let you go with that comment. Thank you very much, Leah.
Bye, Leah.
I know we'll be speaking to you very, very soon.
Bye.
See you later. We're going to be putting more questions to Mario about his time in the house later on in the show. And we're also going to be reading out big up questions, comments
yes,
from the forum.
But I do believe maybe on the phone right now we have some super supporters. Oh, we don't have them.
Not yet. They're coming soon.
Oh, I was quite looking forward to that.
We're going to have a chin wag with Mario about, you know, what's been going on since he's been gone.
I actually want to discuss the wedding task. Can we just touch on the wedding task?
Yes.
Because watching it, I mean... I quite like Stephanie. Was it as painful as it looked?
Yeah, it was. It was basically a magnet pulling in opposite directions.
Mm.
I don't know whether she gripped the concept of the task. And for the life of me, I did try and help her and lead her in the right direction. I don't know why she chose just to go anti-Mario. She'd done no favours for herself. I think the thing I was trying to get across is, look, at the end of the day, it's not only yourself who's on the chopping block, there's 2 other people. She couldn't see the bigger picture, and for that, she paid the price. In terms of Stephanie, you know, she's 19, I take that into consideration in weighing it up. But, you know, give me anyone else in the house, and we would have pulled that off.
Who do you think on that note then, if they had to say to you, you can choose anyone after the first day, who would you have chosen then to pretend to be?
Cat.
That, really?
That'd be a weird combination, wouldn't it? Mario and Katrina.
She would have been good.
Exactly.
Do you think she would have been good?
Yes.
Cookie power!
Cookie!
That next to you in bed all night.
Cookie power!
Instead of a wedding cake, a big cookie.
Yeah, she would love that.
But she is a professional masseur.
I've not seen her rubbing down anyone yet. Or has she
brought all the way up my back.
How didn't
on my birthday?
That? She what?
She walked up my back on my birthday in the garden.
What was that like?
It was nice actually. All my bones were creaking and cracking. She says, "You okay, Mario? You okay?"
I thought that when she did that, I think people kind of took an instant liking to
her. Yeah, that was the funniest moment.
Because she is rather a little bit flamboyant.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
We've got a super supporter on the phone now,
Brian. Oh, yeah, now I can go, yes. On the phone now are the super supporters of Rex and Belinda, who are the two housemates up for eviction this week. I believe we have Duncan on the phone. Hey, Duncan.
Hey, yeah.
How are you?
Hello.
Oh.
He's all right. Now, Duncan, you're championing Rex, I believe, aren't you?
Yeah, he's the man.
He is the man. Now, did he deserve to be nominated tonight, Duncan?
No, I think everyone picked on him, to be honest. I think he should win. He's the best. I mean, he seems like quite a sort of, you know, nasty kind of guy in the way that he puts points across. But
arrogant.
He's a guy inside there.
Do you not think he's a bit arrogant?
How's he been fighting against that?
People seem to think, yeah. But I think there's another side. There's two sides to every story.
Ooh!
I agree with you, Duncan. I think Rex is all right.
Okay, well, yo, Gemma, get off the fence. Duncan, what are Rex's strong points, do you think?
I think it's actually quite funny that he's rude. I think it's quite gross. I think he's obviously bored in the house, so he's just trying to entertain himself, isn't he?
And what do you think he can do?
The other day as well, he said something about his phone. He throws it away when he goes out or something. I thought that was a really good idea. Pay as you throw.
Pay as you throw. Oh, I quite like that. It's like everyone's got to have a catchphrase. Mario's like, nah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mario's like, yeah. What do you think he can do to save himself from being evicted this week, Duncan?
I don't know. I think he's just, well, what can he do?
Well, maybe you could start being nice. I don't know, Duncan. What do you think?
Oh, no, I mean, he's just got to be himself. He's just got to do what he's got to do. He's, you know, he's just him. He's got his own way of playing it.
And if you could describe Rex in three words, Duncan, what would they be?
In three words?
Describing Rex.
this isn't speed dating, bro.
Mario, three words?
Very arrogant
man.
Very arrogant man.
Okay, Mario's three words.
In capital letters.
Very arrogant man. Okay, Duncan, you're the super supporter here. Come on, bring it back, Duncan. Bring it back. Three words, three positive words describing Rex.
Come on, Duncan.
Keep him in.
I've got three words.
What are your three words?
Fairly attractive man.
He's got weird hair.
Yeah, but you know, there's something sort of about that kind of suave character. It's going to spend £100 a day on wining and dining you.
Do you want to kiss him?
Woo!
Okay,
Duncan wants to kiss her.
Everyone's just so sexually charged on tonight's show. I mean, seriously. Duncan, would you like to ask Mario a question?
I just want to say hi, you know.
Oh. Hello, Duncan. You all right, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How's it going? Yeah,
oh, this is okay, not mate. At all awkward, is it?
Do you want to join my fan club?
Right, we've got Norm.
My Facebook, so I look really cool to all my mates.
Say that again, Duncan.
Join me on my Facebook, so I look really cool to all my mates.
You've got to join him on his Facebook.
That'd be great, that. Yeah, I'll tell you off on
that, Duncan. Networking.
I'll make sure he does it. Thank you. Thank you, Duncan.
See you later, Duncan.
Bye. We
got Nora on the phone, and she is Belinda's super supporter. Hello, Nora.
Hi there.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Sorry, yes, I'm fine.
That sounded very, very high-pitched then.
Hello, good evening.
Sorry?
Right.
Sorry, what did you say?
So you're going to do some super supporting for Belinda and keep her in the house, yeah?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, you know, my father used to snore and, okay, he made the wardrobe doors rattle. It was that bad, but, you know, you learn to sleep through it.
Anna, come on, she's a great singer. You got to listen to this.
She's got a good voice. I'm not keen on what she sings, but she's got a good voice.
She has got a good voice.
Good afternoon. Yeah, she has. I don't think there's anything wrong with her whatsoever.
Why do you?
Everybody just likes her so much.
I know. I do know. I actually genuinely agree. I wrote this on my blog as well. I think I'm one of the only people out there, and you, of course, Nora, that doesn't find her that bad at all.
No, sorry. I would love to go into the house.
I don't think she's that bad. I don't think she's as bad as
Seriously.
No, it's okay.
I would love to go into the house.
Bad as Bex. Come on.
Tell her to
Bex
shut
is
up.
Much worse.
Oh no! I'm sorry. I'm sorry, when you're in that environment and she's all jazz hands and she's all smiley and you're tired and you're hungry and she's doing all the snoring, you're like, shut up.
You know what, though? They put in all the, you know, Big Brother put in these people that were meant to be good looking and cause a bit of spice. And they're actually, some of them have been a little bit boring. Whereas Belinda hasn't been boring.
She hasn't been boring. I also read on a blog, somebody said, get her out, she's an old woman. Oh. I actually believe she's a year older than Mario. What does he say about that?
Yeah.
Well, in the age of discrimination, there's nothing to say about that. She's a very nice lady. She's a very nice lady, Belinda. Little bit annoying, but her heart's in the right place, Nora.
Nora, can exactly. I ask you? Can exactly. I ask you? Can I ask you what you're listening to in the telly?
I'm watching Law and Order.
Oh, very.
I'm watching Law and Order on the telly, and I've got my computer on for the radio show.
Good.
Well, it's a little noisy.
Turn the telly off and just listen to the radio show. I say.
Thank you, Nora.
I've left it on after I was watching BB on Channel 4.
So. All right, then.
Well, cross your fingers that Belinda's not evicted on Friday. You got to dial that number.
Do you, quickly, before you go, Nora, do you think she's going to get a recording contact when she leaves?
No, actually, I don't think so.
Did you get a snoring one?
Darnell's going to get one either. So.
Yeah, Darnell. No.
She told me about that cookie,
though.
I don't
think anybody's going to get a recording contract anyway.
Thank you very much, Nora. You've been a good super supporter, and I'm on your side.
Will you
call in again?
So. Of course I will, yeah.
Good. And you cannot have a TV on next time.
Okay, I promise I won't.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, Nora.
Super supporters, fans of the show, when you're calling in, please just give us 150% of your attention.
We want banners and everything.
We can't really see the banners.
I know, but you know,
we?
Like full enthusiasm.
I like that.
Yes.
We want them to be eager.
So what do you think? Rex or Belinda out, Mario?
Rex.
Definitely.
He's got to go.
That's what you want, but what do you think that the public will decide?
Do you know what? I think the public will decide. Get Rex out.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. He is quite curt. He is arrogant. All he does is goes on about his restaurants and how much money he's got. And, you know, not everyone wants to hear that. And not everyone on the outside knows that. But I do, because I've been in there with him. And he drives you mad. Belinda doesn't.
Remember, we still got to hear from the yummy George Lamb. Ever wanted to know what his bow tie is about?
Yes.
Or would you like to hear George and our very own Ian Lee fight over your Lady Mario? It's
yes!
Lisa.
Oh.
They fight over Lisa. Stay tuned to hear that.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
I can't do that.
As you can guess, we're joined in the studio tonight by the newest evictee from the Big Brother house. It's Mario, a.k.a. Sean.
Oh, good evening.
when you said Sean, he went, he clenched his fists, Gemma.
Is that a bad thing to say?
No, it's not. It's definitely not. It's Sean, Seanio, Mario from Witness, the Italian stallion. Just keep him rolling.
He's got too many names. We're just Gemma and Brian. How boring a week.
I know. I might change it,
I'm going to change my name tomorrow. The Irish stallion.
How long have you been called Mario?
About 4 years now.
Okay, fair enough.
On and off.
On and off.
Prior to that, it was Sly, Sylvester.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc, Joey, Joe. Joey's actually quite a long-standing one. But, you know, as different characters sort of transpire and get to the centre stage, my name actually changes. My character changes to them.
Okay.
Well, whilst inside the house, Mario, Sean, Joey...
Yeah,
or everyone, Mister. You got married.
I did.
You celebrated the birthday.
Yeah.
You became Ian Lee's favourite, which slightly annoyed me.
Ian absolutely loves you. He's gutted he can't be here to meet you.
And became the UK's number one health and safety ambassador. Mario, it's my proud honour to tell you here are some of your finest moments.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Ladies and gents, it's Mario and Lisa.
Mario and Lisa, your romance is about to come to an end. Mario and Stephanie, you must pretend that you are in a relationship.
Oh, in the hope that Stephanie would accept Mario's hand in marriage, Big Brother made the necessary legal inquiries with regard to hosting a wedding.
If she can't see what I'm doing to assist Mikey, then she ain't worth marrying, in my opinion. She's a bigot, and I dislike bigots and bullies. Right, forget the wedding. Food comes first, because Mikey's got a disability. Open your eyes.
My objection is that I feel this is a sham.
Happy birthday, Mario.
Thank you, Big Brother. Hey! I've aged 10 years overnight. I must be the only housemate ever to do that, but thank you very much. I've offended people because I tell people the truth.
Dennis has been sailing close to the wind, upsetting people.
He has. Oh, what a good one. Look at him. He's a drama queen. Come on.
Becky, she's got the brains of a rocking horse.
You don't like it. You want to go home? Go home.
I'm a personnel assessor. I'm a personal officer. I've been a magistrate. I've done it all.
I'd like to thank you for introducing to the house the new alarm call. The most loudest snorer I have ever heard. It makes Mikey and I look like minnows in the sea. We're nothing compared to Belinda.
It's just strange the way you've come in and gone bang, bang, bang. You want to know everyone's life story. Everything's three times. You're very intense as a person.
If you were to be evicted this evening, you can watch it for yourself.
I won't be going, mate, so I need to know.
The fourth person to be evicted from the Big Brother house is Mario. It's now time for you to say your goodbyes. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, did that bring it all back, Mario?
It did, it did. And I miss it. You know what? I miss it. I'm sat here and I wish I was back in there.
Do you?
Yeah, with Lisa. Looking after Lisa.
Are you missing her?
Yeah, of course I'm missing Lisa.
I think from watching the show since you've gone, I think she's handing herself. She's standing her ground.
She will. I tell you what, there's another side to Lisa now.
Definitely. What haven't we seen? What's still to come?
You've got the cosmic energy coming out now. Ooh. You've got the universe will be calling her, that she'll create these unique powers.
Right.
And she'll just go forward.
Are you actually being serious?
Oh, yeah. She calls on these forces.
Okay.
She's done things. She's like a car single-handedly. Oh, absolutely.
She's Superwoman?
She could well be.
Has she put a spell on you, Mario?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I was called.
How long have you two been together?
About 3.5 years now.
Aww.
So what's that song? Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Question mark, are you?
Pardon?
Are you gonna take her up the aisle?
That's something that's on the table at the moment. Me too, I need to find out.
I feel like the whole world is stirring, trying to create you to pop the question. It's not really fair.
Have you got used to that with the scrutiny of being in there? I think when you leave, it's almost worse because when you're on the show, you're almost protected.
Sure.
It's when you leave and people must be asking you all sorts of ridiculous personal and weird questions. How are you finding that?
Well, obviously, I'm not used to it. Not used to it on that scale. But, I think it's part of the course. You know it's going to come. But yeah, you just answer the questions honestly. That's all you can do.
I like that. Be fair.
I'm going to be a bit rude. Not to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rude question.
You know what it is.
Sex question?
Well, because when I first went down to Elstree and I just started this job, it's my job to get the gossip and keep my big ears firmly pricked, right? Yeah. And
you just said prick.
It's a phrase.
Okay.
Some people were talking about some Elstree Endemol people, and I wasn't really meant to hear. They said that you had had sex with Lisa the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the night before?
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a good while ago. It was like the first couple of weeks, and it was just being discussed. And I don't know if it's true. I could have just been making it up in my head, but did you B-O-N-K in the house?
In the house?
Yeah.
No.
Did you fool around in the house?
We had a puppet show.
Lots of puppet shows.
You straight in the eye now, Brian, I'm telling you.
I'm Irish and Catholic, don't lie to me.
No. And I was an altar boy too. Oh, no.
So what I'm saying is
we were just playing puppets.
What does that mean?
Well, did you not see the show?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's just basically what it is.
That's just what it is. I did.
It's only a puppet.
Okay.
I did like when you were getting down to it and she was in front and you were lying behind and you were getting a bit hanky-panky and then Big Brother called you to the diary room. I was like, don't stand up too quick. Don't stand up too quick. Lay there.
And Big Brother would say, Mario, are you finding it hard getting to sleep tonight? And I'd say, Big Brother, I'm finding it extremely hard getting to sleep this night.
So you didn't do it.
Well, it's alleged by the Daily Star that we did it four times.
Well, that it must
and
be
we
true.
We are the bonking champions, but I can categorically state now.
The custard cream thing was my favourite. Can you repeat the phrase?
And?
Just dunk your custard cream into this hot, steamy tea.
That's a sexy little line, that, isn't
you
it?
Could be the face of custard creams.
That was home from home. You know what? Those custard creams are absolutely delicious.
How often did you guys work out in there? Because you and Lisa, I mean, you're obviously quite fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, obviously, because we didn't have much nookie, the frustration was taken out in the exercise. And, yeah, it was virtually every other day or when we wasn't having tasks.
Was that a conscious... I can't speak. What is wrong with me today?
It's all right. You've got Gemma disease.
Thank you. Was it a conscious decision for you not to... Nookie, nookie, because you were, because you've got children, don't you?
Yeah.
And were you, in case they were watching it, or was it just like, we're not going to do it because it's distasteful and no, no, no?
Well, to be perfectly honest, we spoke about it prior to going into the house and we said if there was an opportunity to do it and we felt it was right and fitting, we would do it.
Okay.
However.
What kind of opportunity?
However, a single room, no cameras.
Okay, you're on Big Brother. Cameras,
nothing. You will win
however,
if you do it.
That wasn't the case. And yeah, we have got children. You've got to respect their wishes and we didn't want to hurt them and alarm them. And certainly the biggest fan of mine is, and this is no word of a lie, is my nan, and she's 87 and she watches Big Brother every every night, every time, and I wouldn't offend her for the world.
Oh, bless ya.
Hello, Mario's nan.
Hello,
listening?
Nan. Hello, Lee.
Because wasn't it back in the day, years and years ago, weren't certain tabloids offering contestants £100,000 for the first
really?
Couple to bonk on telly?
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of money to shame yourself.
I think we've talked about SEX too much now.
Let's move on, Gemma.
I'm offending my nan.
I'll give you a question.
You started to lose your rag quite a lot towards the end of your time in the house. Why do you think that was? Do you think it was the pressure or you just had enough generally?
I think it was twofold.
Right.
One, I needed a different sort of approach with Lisa in terms of we need to change things the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
New denomination was coming. The word mm-hmm. on the street was coming up. And we thought if we throw a little bit of...
Word
spanner
on the
in the works. Spanner in the works. We'll just see how that works. But, you know, also, yeah, I was getting fed up with people just taking the mickey out of Lisa. And I knew I was going to exit. I knew that. And I thought, you know, I need to make Lisa a little bit more aware. And you know what? The pros and cons of having two people is I'm outside here. I'm banging the drum for Lisa. And Lisa's on the inside and she's working really
double
well.
Team.
I think, you know, mission accomplished and no problem.
I am a facilitator. I am a manager of people.
We've got Karen on the line. How are you, Karen?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Gemma. Hi,
hey, Karen.
Hello.
We get so excited when we hear a fresh voice.
Geordieland speaking from here.
Have you got
I thought I'd say hi from Geordieland.
Are you friends with Jen?
No. She's on the other side. She's a Mackham.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a Geordie.
The politics.
I know. I'm just ignorant.
The Mackems don't get on well with the Geordies.
But do they get on well with Mario?
Yes, I wanted Mario to stay, actually.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted... Yeah, sorry, Mario. I did phone into the other one. Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Have you got a question for us, Karen?
Yes, I've got two questions, actually. One for
okay,
you, Brian,
Karen.
And one for Mario. So I'll go for Mario first.
Yes.
Mario, you and Lisa spent a lot of time together, but now you've gone, do you fear that she will slide towards the gang of Becks or the gang of Rex, or do you think she'll stay neutral like Kat and Rachel?
Great question. Great question.
That's a loaded question if I ever heard one, Karen. But, yeah, no, to answer your question... I think Lisa, she'll weigh people up. She's very good at reading people. She can read people like a glass book. People are going to change in there. They're starting to see that now. She won't take sides. She won't collude with anyone. She never colluded with me. And she will just nominate people that she believes that are due for nominations. And she'll pretty much stay impartial on her own.
Right, I think she's sliding to more the Luke and Beck side at the moment. Oh. She seems to be clicky-clicky with them at the moment, so, you know, I don't know, but I hope she stays neutral for her sake, basically.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been sharing the bedrooms together from the beginning, I think, you know, the perception is that they could be doing that. But, yeah, you know, Luke and Becky, they are good fun. They're good fun to be with. And I think when you're in somewhere like that, that environment, you do actually need good people to keep your morale up. And they're two lively characters.
Good answer there, Karen.
Sorry, I was just going to say there, Brian, They are good entertainment, but, you know, they're very... They seem to be slagging a lot of people off there, and, you know, it's a bit two-faced, it looks getting to be, you know. I don't know then.
The house is in shambles.
My other question is...
Yes, far away.
To Brian.
Oh, I've got a question.
Brian. Yeah, you look so happy.
Brian, do you see or hear from any of your old housemates? Because I thoroughly enjoyed that when you were in the Big Brother house.
Well, thank you very much, Karen. Yes, I'm in contact with someone I got on quite well in the house, Narinda. She was also from Newcastle.
Yes, yes.
We got on quite well, and we've been friends for years. The only person
really
I speak to.
Great, because, I mean, like I said, I really liked Narinda when she was in the Big Brother house, and you guys were just great together.
I think when you're in that environment, I think you click with a lot of people, but you genuinely only really click with some people. And I think that your friendships really only start when you leave the house, because when you're in there and the environment actually can be quite false. And I think you really get to know people when you leave. And I've been quite lucky that we've become really big parts of each other's lives. So it's kind of romantic, really.
Maybe Rex will get his way and meet some new friends.
Maybe. Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, Rex. Thanks very much.
See you later.
Good night, Karen.
Night, Karen.
Good night. All the best.
Thank you.
We got another caller on the phone. It's Edith. Hello, Edith.
Hello.
How are you?
It's not Edith Bowman, is it?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm all good. It doesn't sound like Edith Bowman.
No, hi, Edith.
Really. So have you got a question for Mario or even a question for Brian? I'm feeling left out that I wasn't in the Big Brother house.
Okay, I have a question for Mario. Oh.
Go for it.
And hi, Mario.
Hi.
Well done for getting as far as you did. But I wonder if, do you think that maybe you may have accomplished more by doing less?
How do you mean, Edith? Just
how do you mean? I mean, like, you were quite if I had been in that environment, I would have found you quite overpowering. You did sort of take on, well, it appeared that you took on the father role.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, he had no intentions, and I know this. Do you have a game plan? Well, the answer is no, Edith.
Of course.
Just go in there and enjoy it. And, you know, obviously the age difference for me, I'm 43-year-old and the youngest being sort of 19. There is a bit of discrepancy there. And when you've got a daughter who's 18 and she doesn't behave like that, then you do start to put things in perspective. So basically I went in there and just tried to enjoy it the best I could and just make sure that, you know, initially I had the wedding and then I did look after Mikey and I took him under my wing and I've got no regrets. Mm-hmm. No regrets.
Yeah, no, I can relate to what you're saying because, I mean, I'm 41 and I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I wonder maybe if I was in that environment, you did come across as being like quite like a parent to some of them.
I do think in that environment, having been there myself, that certain people do want people to be leaders. I knew that when I was in there and the older housemates, we expected them to kind of take control in a way because we kind of just wanted to have fun. And I think when you're in there, you do rely on people that are the mother and father figures because they make it easy, like people doing shopping tasks and people doing all the tasks themselves. It really makes the journey easier for the younger people, I think, that people expect you to step forward.
Yeah, you step up to the plate and take that role on.
Thank you very much, Edith.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night. See you later.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Night. Oh, you didn't have a very happy face with that question.
But I think when you're in there, people do expect you. People do expect the older people to stand up and do take the lead. I think they do. I know I did when I was in there.
Yeah, I know Becky said to me, she said, do you know what, Mario? I'll listen to you, but I won't listen to Rex. And that sort of got the grey matter thinking. I thought, well, you know, as wild as she is, the wild child, she's made that statement, which I thought was quite good.
Well, Rex and Belinda are up for nomination. Who's going to go on Friday? What are your thoughts on the in-house Heaven and Hell task? Please do let us know what you think. You can get in contact with in contact with us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. You can send your messages in to us by texting ears, followed by your comment to 83188. Texts are charged at user's standard network rate. Oh, I can breathe now.
I'll press those buttons.
Here I go.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
It's Big Brother's Big Ears. We've still got loads more to talk about. It's nomination day in the Big Brother house. But first, Brian, what's been going on in the forums this week?
I feel like it's a bit where they do on BBLB with the Big Brother news. Ooh. Quite exciting. Well, questions for Mario, it says on the top of my paper here. This is on the text. We've got no name here. It just says, Mario, what do you expect to achieve now that you've been evicted?
Basically, Brian, it's just getting back down to basics, checking up on my family, my friends, my closest, nearest, dearest. Family first for me, and then just sort of taking each day as it comes, just honouring the few things that I have to do with Big Brother, Big Brother's Big Mouth, Little Brother, Big Ears, etc., and then just see what happens from there.
And then waiting for Lisa's big exit down the line.
Well, you never know.
Or big win.
Oh, exactly.
Hopefully I'll be there at her eviction.
Of course you will. Why wouldn't you be?
Because it's the final one.
Oh. We've got an email here from Marie. Hey, Mario, can we see you flex? You're on the radio, love. No. And will you be...
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now.
It's going. On the webcam.
The guns are out. The guns are out. They're out.
The webcam's over
They're
there.
Out. The gun is out.
I don't know what to say. They're massive.
And Marie's probably fainted. Will you be doing, I presume, page three?
No, page seven.
It's men are page seven, aren't they? I should have known that. Being a gay, I've let myself down there.
You see the picture of Jen today.
You're all covering nuts.
Nuts Where? Magazine, yeah.
In a little thong. A little thong.
Buy that.
The camera crew here from Big Little Brother.
But on my stag do, she won't dress up in the bunny outfit. She said it was degrading to men, and there she is in nuts. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Money
Jen.
Talks.
Jen.
Money talks.
You hypocrite, Jen.
We've got one from Andy, an email. I'd like to ask Mario, why were he and Lisa so vocal when Kat was crying but kept very quiet when Jen had a massive crying session that led to Spitgate?
Okay, let's take the Kat incident. Kat was crying all the time. She took a lot of resource off Lisa. And, you know, the night in question, we sat on the city. Something was said, nothing to do with Kat. Kat stood up, tried to get out the garden. The doors were locked. She went to the toilet and she was just about to burst into tears. She just went... And Lisa went in and said, stop it. And she looked at Lisa and she didn't cry. And Lisa said to her, stop it, behave. It's nothing to do with you. Everyone's sick of you crying. Also, Kat, which Big Brother don't know, and this is an exclusive I'm doing on Big Ears.
Yes.
Okay, wait for it.
They
wait
do
for
not know. This is it.
Go.
Kat hides biscuits and chocolate under the plasma screen in the cupboards. And Big Brother do not know. And when I caught
can't
Kat...
believe
when
it.
When I caught Kat... The little angel
she
went.
Caught her.
Shh. That's an exclusive live.
She is a thief.
Cookie power!
Not cookie power.
She's got that cookie power.
Cookie thief. Cookie stealer, I say. We've got one here from Aeon. It's such a shame Mario went on Friday. He was so entertaining and so much fun to watch. I was crying when he left. Crying.
Oh.
And I'm going to miss him loads. Poor Lisa. I feel so sorry for Lisa. Oh, should he feel
She's
sorry
right.
for Lisa?
She's okay. She's got the mystic powers.
Yeah, she has. She'll tap into those.
Can you talk to her through
what she does? I'm going to just tell you now what she does. She leaves a body at night. A spirit leaves her body, it leaves the house, and it comes into my body. That's another
Yay!
Exclusive.
So Lisa enters you.
Yes, we meet
oh, stop.
Spiritually.
Stop. We're going to need some jazz.
We've got one here from Sue Owen. Sue Owen says, I want to know why does Lisa wear so much... okay, Mario, I've started it now, so I can't censor it. Why does Lisa wear such hideous clothes? Where on earth does she buy those tops and bits cut out? She wears hideous clothes. Where does she
well,
buy them?
Well, we've got big moths in our house.
She does wear a lot of makeup, even, you know, I've noticed that. There is a lot of makeup.
Yeah, she's always worn lots of makeup. She actually wears it when we go to the gym training. She actually wears it when we go in the sauna.
What do you think of that? Because I noticed when you were talking about Sarah with someone else, I think it was another male housemate, I can't remember exactly who, you were like, oh yeah, she's very pretty. And you said, you know, she just doesn't bother with all that makeup stuff.
Okay, here's the deal. I met Lisa, she worn lots of makeup. Yeah. I've not tried to change her and I believe you shouldn't. If you don't like it, get another girlfriend.
Absolutely.
I, in fact, like it.
Okay.
I love it. You stand by your woman.
Ian.
Forget stand by your man.
Ian absolutely loves it. He's prepared to fight you and George now for your lady, I'm telling you. You better watch out.
Well, on that note, now, last Friday, you were, Gemma, indeed at L Street.
Yeah.
You were outside the house getting all the gossip.
Yeah.
You also met up with Ian Lee, and I believe you also had a chat with the king of BBLB, the wonderful George Lamb. And here's what happened.
He's pretty hot.
Saucy.
Big brothers, big ears.
Okay, so tell me what you think of the Luke and Beck scenario.
I think I'm a bit of a cynic. I think she's just working it. Sorry. What a big surprise. You know, the night before she's up for eviction, all of a sudden she snogs somebody. Somebody who, you know, I would imagine very few people on the planet have a desire to snog.
Talk me through your huge bow tie.
All the best things in life polarise, Gemma.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a lot of people who don't like my bow ties.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who do.
I'm undecided. I changed my mind.
Well, that's the wonderful...
Depends what colour.
Yes. Which colours do you like?
I like that one.
OK, well, that's good news.
Electric blue is
yes,
good.
Electric blue is good. I like them and I will continue to wear them. And, you know, made my bed now. I've got to lie in it, really, don't I?
Who do you think's the hottest housemate?
The hottest housemate is the new one, Mason. We're picking people who are in a house... who I've never met before.
Yeah, OK.
who I don't know and I've never had a conversation with. Chances are it's going to go on the aesthetic.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, I'll have to... Yeah, perhaps she has a lot of hidden depths or perhaps not. Regardless, she is, in my eyes, the beauty in the house.
And what do you think about Ian's fascination with Lisa? Do you agree or not?
I understand. I can see it. You know what, I'll be honest with you, she is amazing. And also, you know what it is? Sometimes when you're like me and you're one of these guys, you want to be in the background a lot, you're not so brave to go out and say something on your own. Get someone of Ian's stature just stands up there and says, hey, listen, I don't care, to hell with it, I like her. And all of a sudden, somebody got brave over here and he looks a lot like me.
Hands off, Lamb. Keep your hands off, all right.
I'll fight Ian. I'll fight Ian right now for Lisa. Let's do it.
Call now for Ian 71 210 48.
You heard it there. George and Ian are prepared to fight for Lisa. What do you say to that, Mario?
Clash the Titans. What as I say to that is, yeah, I admire their admiration for Lisa. I'd say get behind the other 10 million men who were after her.
Ooh.
But at the end of the day, she's got eyes for me only.
Are you a jealous man?
No.
So you, after all this, and she's going to be really famous, you're not going to be at all jealous?
Not one iota.
They're so secure and in love with each other. It's fascinating. I've got some questions from Big Up. They are your questions from the website posted through the week. They're in my hand as we speak.
Wait. This is my best moment.
Oh.
Big Up! Big Up! Big, big Up! Big Up! Big Up! Big Up! Big Up!
Big it up.
Yo.
I feel like we
should be bouncing up and down with that, shouldn't we?
It's all good.
We've got one here from, is that Nors? K-N-O, yeah, Nors, 665 asks, a lot of people feel that you were the number one bullshiner in the house. Who do you feel is the number two? Also, why do you seem to hate Belinda so much? These are controversial questions. Mm-hmm.
Hate's a strong word. I'd rather say dislike.
Mario yeah, that's, can that's take it. Mario yeah, can yeah, take
I'd
it.
I'd say dislike.
So who do you think... Why did you dislike Belinda so much?
Basically, when she came into the house, she interrogated everyone and she came in with this air of confidence and, you know, there was a lot of people there. She was asking personal questions and she actually, you know, she's quite confident there and she's got a technique to get people open up because that's what she does externally in her life in Civilian Street, and I just felt that there was a few people there felt a bit vulnerable, so I rest my case there.
Next, Big Up.
Yeah, Sheila. Big Up. Oh, I like that, but do it again.
Big Up.
Sheila 1111 asks, will you stay faithful to Lisa?
Course I will.
Of course.
Next question.
Big Up.
Oh, I like it.
It's going to be twice. Yeah.
Leon asks, do you cringe when you look back at the things you were saying in the house, if you've watched it back yet?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you look at things and, you know, with hindsight, but hindsight's a wonderful thing. You say it as it is. You look at the environment that you're in. You know people are playing games. You know everyone's suffering from paranoia. It isn't real. It's a game.
Jojo asks, thank you. Why did you moan behind housemates' backs so much, Mario? Why?
Why, oh, why, Delilah?
Why did you do it? Jojo wants to know.
Well, I thought if everyone else is doing it, I'll join in the game.
Oh, that's a...
Big Up!
Stopped
I know,
me there.
I thought that surprised you.
I've got one more question. Here we go. Francis asks, where do you buy your T-shirts? They are great. The pink one is the best with the gorilla face.
Oh, yes. I bought that in Manchester from a shop in Manchester.
Your T-shirts are crazy. They've cracked me up a lot.
This legend one that I'm now wearing.
Yeah.
I've had an offer from a company to make it in Dalmantis.
Oh, that I'd wear that.
Wow.
I've actually got one more question. Jane W. asks, as someone who talked a lot about health and safety, why did you feel the need to mess about with the cooker when Rex cooked?
Ooh. Well, if you look at the evidence, if you look at the video, you'll find I accidentally hit it with my knee. It wasn't deliberate.
Health and safety.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by a message.
Now, Mario, like it or not, you did mention health and safety quite a lot in the house, Gemma. Do you concur?
Yeah.
How many times?
Can I say that the word of the show has been environment? I've heard it so many times from both of your mouths.
Environment. I quite like that. So we're going to test your knowledge of the official Health and Safety Act. OK? Very, very, very important questions. For every question you get wrong, Gemma will ask you an awkward question.
Oh,
about your
no,
ex-housemates.
I feel like I've asked already quite a lot.
No, believe you me, I've seen the list. There's a lot.
How many hours have we got?
If you get the answer wrong, health and safety question, you have to answer the question honestly.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go with the first. I feel we should ruffle like newsreaders.
Yeah, do. I love rustling on radio.
Here we go. Question one, Mario. I'm going to change my voice slightly.
Mm-hmm.
What was the year the Health and Safety Act was made official legislation? Excuse me.
I would probably say about 1985.
You're wrong. The answer is 1974. Over to Gemma live with an awkward question. Gemma.
I'm going to have to ask you an awkward question. After Lisa, which other housemate did you fancy? And tell me the truth, Marianne.
I would say probably Maysoon.
I thought you were going to say Sarah.
And he was honest. Yeah. Thank you, Gemma.
Next question, Brian.
Question two. Thank you. The opening paragraph of the Health and Safety Act, Chapter 37, states four main aims. Give me two on the clock.
Oh, dear. You really put me under the spotlight here.
You've got that question wrong. Back to you, Gemma. An awkward question, please.
What do you expect? You said health and safety too many times, mate. Right.
Gemma.
Who would you rather share a bed with, Belinda or Rebecca?
Ooh. Belinda.
Yeah.
Nice and cuddly.
Why?
Because she is. I mean, have you seen the show?
Have you seen Belinda? Oh, I'm going to sleep with her. She'll be throwing water over you all night.
Curves are back. What are the three general duties of employees at work?
Do you know what? I haven't got a clue. Next
Gemma,
question.
Over to you.
I like those awkward ones.
Which housemate are you least looking forward to seeing at the Big Brother After Show party?
Oh, great question, Gemma.
None of them. None of them. Looking forward to seeing them all.
Next question. What are the three duties of any person who manufactures, imports, or supplies any substance for use at work?
God, these questions are boring.
Not now,
can I
Gemma?
Phone a friend?
No.
Something to do with kosher.
My questions are much more exciting.
Awkward than yours. Question, Gemma.
Okay. Are you ready for it? Does your mum look like Jackie Stallone?
No. She doesn't. More like Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
And I'm sad to say I've got no more health and safety questions, Gemma. Just ask one awkward one, for the hell of it.
Yes.
Okay. You're obviously obsessed with your body. Would you ever have surgery and what would you have done?
Oh, that's a great question, Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have Botox.
Yeah?
At my age.
You had Botox?
No, I haven't.
Has Lisa had Botox?
She has had it, yes.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She's due for a top-up.
Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking earlier as well? When Peter Andre gets a bit older,
yeah,
I reckon he's going to look like you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another fan.
And can I just say, on the health and safety task, you were really bad.
Thank you, Brian.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Sorry.
We went silent there,
didn't we?
You were putting your finger in your mouth.
I was pointing at my producer.
We're awaiting.
I know.
On a call.
No, there is no call at this
Well, can
moment.
I just point out, last week when we had the task, we actually asked Jennifer to draw a painting of a picture of Dale. And in fact, when she signed it, and when we actually looked at the picture, he looked a little bit more like Stuart. What's it like living in a house when there is a bit of a love triangle?
It can be a bit awkward at times. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't know which way Jen was going.
Towards, you mean Dale or Stuart?
Yeah, I didn't really know. I didn't really get it. and I felt sorry for Stuart and Dale, especially Dale. Because Dale actually, and I'll tell you now, this is another exclusive.
Oh, yes, go on.
This is an exclusive. You listening?
Gemma, yep. do the bum bum
You need
thing.
The big build up to this. It's
bum bum.
Go.
When we got evacuated in the Big Brother house, we spent a couple of hours offset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was an evacuation.
I didn't know that.
No, this is
okay,
naughty.
We was in a room, housemates were in a room, and we played a game. Truth, dare, a kiss.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
keep going.
Truth, dare, a kiss. And instead of picking celebrities, who would you kiss, who would you dump, we picked the housemates. And I put it to Dale. Who would you marry, who would you kiss, and
we're
who would you
hands.
Dump? Well, he said he'd have Steph as passion.
No!
He would dump Becky.
No!
And the girl he would marry is... Have we got a drum roll?
Dum 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 dum.
No, but we've got this.
Hold on. He said he would marry Jenny.
Oh. But he'd rather
pash
with Steph.
With Stephanie. And can I just say, Big Brother's supposed to tell us everything. I would have loved to have seen that evacuation.
That is exclusive.
Exclusive.
We've got time for one more exclusive.
Hey.
Hey, oh. Rebecca, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Just about to fall asleep, actually.
Oh, just stay awake.
About to fall asleep? Are we that boring?
This is the most exclusive
no,
show.
No, now, I was looking forward to speaking to you a little bit earlier, and I just thought I was going to get a call, so I thought let me just
Well, you got to be quick, because we're nearly done, good. So we can go sleep.
Any okay. questions for Mario, Rebecca?
Mario, what happened in the Big Brother house? You were so cool in the beginning, and you just started getting really moany, and started getting really bitchy.
Yeah,
I can't understand it. You're acting more bitchy than the girls were.
I know, Rebecca. Do you know what? It got a little bit boring. It got a little bit tedious. And I thought, if you can't beat him, join him. That's all it was.
Yeah, I mean, then getting, I thought you were a really nice guy. And I loved you in the beginning. So I thought, you know, you had a good opinion. You know, you weren't too afraid to say what you thought. And, you know, I love people like that. But then after a while, I just thought, like, I'm actually saying it to the people's faces, and I just got a bit, you know, I just got a bit annoyed with it. But apart from that, I do think you're a brilliant person, and good luck for your future and whatnot.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Same to you, darling.
Are you missing Lisa?
I am missing Lisa. I can't wait to see
I'm going to have to let you go there. Sorry, Rebecca.
Okay,
I'll leave
fine.
You with
okay,
this.
Bye,
love. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm a manager of people.
That's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you so much, Mario.
Good night.
You've taught us lots about health and safety.
And the exclusives.
And awkward questions.
Have you got any... what, you can tell us one more exclusive or something that you would have loved to have said in someone's face before you left but didn't. Quickly.
Did Luke and Rebecca actually get it on in the house? They slept next to us. And the answer is... Have we run out of time?
No.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. Join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when Ian will be back with us.
You said that with such gleefulness in your voice.
I didn't, Brian.
Yeah, you did.
We're here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you miss any of the shows, you can check out the podcast online. You can subscribe to iTunes so that it downloads direct to your desktop.
Yes, Nilly, for now, get your telly on and you can watch BB Live through the night from me. Goodbye!
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.